This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sharon Glass. You may remember me as Debbie Novotny on Queer as Folk. And I am here to tell you, you are listening to the Hump Day Crew at Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, you're on the Hump Day Crew. Shirley Davis there with You Drive Me Wild. Kind of a little puffed
you after
are. All that fitness, eh?
You've just come in and, I saw you. Obviously, I saw you working your magic out there, doing sit-ups. And
so never have I felt so violated by ads.
Adam, you should definitely check out the blog. I think it later today depends on how quick you can get that up. But thehumpdaycrew.blogspot.com. And you can see Ginny doing her fitness test, myself, and obviously ads. But you probably see Adam helping Ginny out at some point.
Yeah, by adding a load to my back. A load of his weight.
Oh, well, it did kind of look like that, Ginny.
You're up with breakfast on the Hump Day Crew.
And joined in the studio from Fitness First, we have Ashley Finnan, the membership consultant. How are you going, Ashley?
Good, thanks, Ginny. How are you guys?
Now, you're no stranger to the Hump Day Crew. You came on our show last year for Mr. Gay Melbourne.
Yes, I did indeed.
And look at him looking all buff in his fitness.
Yes, I know. And you, I believe you came runner-up in Mr. Gay Melbourne.
Yeah, runner-up in Mr. Gay Melbourne. But Byron actually went on to win Mr. Gay Australia. So, therefore, I don't think he needs that Mr. Gay Melbourne title anymore, does he really?
Ask him for your sash back.
I already have.
Your sash back?
Your sash back.
Yeah.
I'm tongue-tied now.
She is. She's a bit tied. So we're going to be going through a bit later in a bit more detail about how we did as the Hump Day Crew and fitness-wise.
Brody and Luke are out there at the moment doing the assessment now and seeing how your bio age come about.
Yes, they are entering the data into the computer as we speak, trying to find out our bio age. Now, Ashley, tell us a bit about what the bio age actually is.
Well, the bio age was actually used on The Biggest Loser. You might have seen it on there. Basically, an assessment. It's an assessment to check your fitness age. It's basically a fitness test. Brody and Luke could tell you more detail what that
Yep. So basically, as you said, we're going to talk about it a bit further. But we had to do a number of different tasks and exercises, which were quite scientific. And I believe it's some guy in America.
Postural assessments. Yes. Strength test, cardio.
I saw you all checking me out with my posture and giggling. Yeah. So we've got the guys are going to come into the studio now. They've just been tippity tapping into the giant computer we have to work out how old we are. Welcome to the show, guys.
Welcome, Luke and Brody from Fitness First. Now, guys, tell us a bit about, we're asking actually what the bio age is. He gave us a plebeian definition. Can you give us a technical definition of what it is?
Well, the technical definition is it's a specifically made up test to find out why and what you need to work on in your fitness and health. So pretty much if we work on nutrition, we work on stress and things like that, just to work out through your day what you need to work on and things like that. So it's a specifically designed test for finding out what in everyday life you need to improve on to keep healthy and fit, I guess.
So you were asking us questions about our sort of diet and what we do in our lifestyle, as well as making us do some sort of tests, which were squats and core strength and...
Yep, and push-ups and things like that.
And push-ups, yeah. We did have a bit of fun there, didn't we?
So I noticed you wanted to take your clothes off for the push-up. Probably a bit deja vu what you did a few hours ago.
Yeah, I just wanted to make you feel at home, Luke, while you were here.
Okay? That's right, I didn't think we were going to tell anyone about that.
Well, you went straight on air, so that's great.
Now, Luke and Brody, as PTs, you guys obviously get a lot of clients coming into you and a lot of people that you meet. And the way they start off to how they end, what is it like witnessing that journey? Like, they come as a different person and they kind of transform. I know it sounds very cliched, but the process is actually a lot more internal than it is superficial.
I'm going to resist the urge to make any internal jokes. It is. It's one of the most rewarding jobs that I think anybody could do, because you're actually seeing a change in someone every single time. And it's the only job I think you can do where, aside from maybe a brain surgeon or someone, where people will walk out feeling 100% better every single time that you meet up with them.
Mm. So I'd say feeling 100% better every time I come out of a PT session.
We can guarantee that you'll feel better. Yeah. Maybe not 100% better, but we can guarantee you will feel
Definitely you have more better energy, and that's the main thing, I guess. And I mean, me specifically, I became a PT because I lost weight and I made myself look a lot better. And straight away, it made me wanted to actually get other people to feel that satisfaction of making myself look as well as I wanted to look. So I guess it's just a matter of seeing these people walk in the door, and some of them will cry to us because they're so upset with the way they look and the way how they've let themselves get the way they have.
Mm. Either that, or they've listened to you guys in the morning.
Yeah,
they're that depressed.
Well, I actually did a similar thing. So I moved from the UK, and that was 2.5 years.
We won't hold that against you.
Well, most people do.
Yeah.
2.5 years ago, and I thought, okay, new start, new life, etc. And I've lost 9 kilos.
Nice.
In 2 years, that was through using very similar techniques to what you're saying. So I went to a PT instructor, and it's just made me feel 100% better. And and I think everyone should be encouraged to actually get out there if they want to, not just about the aesthetics and the looks, but also for your own personal life and making your life last longer, basically.
Just so you know, listeners, we did not give that to him in a script. Yeah. That was actually, a very good
actually to concur on that, Bish. I actually was the same as you, Bish. 2 years ago I went and saw a personal trainer down at Glen Waverley, where you used to work, Brody.
Yes,
and
right.
Yeah, 2 years later, I've lost 15 kilos and my life is
nice. There you go. This is like Oprah, isn't it? Yeah. So Dr. Phil's in the area. So I'd like to thank everyone involved.
Yeah. Guys, you need to own your emotions.
Does, and that's the whole thing. And we, I mean, a lot of times people aren't in there just to look better. They're in, you know, to boost their energy. I mean, the biggest thing is people feel tired. So you know, that's going to make them, you know, get a lot better and feel fitter and more energy throughout the day.
Okay, so we've got some more coming up after the news. So we've got David Double coming up. So thank you for joining us so far, and we're going to be talking through a bit more about fitness, and also the listeners have a chance to win 2 excellent prizes from Fitness First. It's called the Joy Pack, which is very apt. 2-week membership to Fitness First South Yarra, and 1-month membership. God, I mean, there. But thank you for joining us so far, and we'll come back after the news.
Awesome.
Hey, this is DJ Havana Brown, and you're with the Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, 24 minutes to 9 here on the Hump Day Crew.
Sorry,
wake up call.
I was listening. I know, you nudged me, but I'm feeling better now. I'm feeling more in tune, woken up. We've been doing fitness tests all morning, haven't we, Jim?
We have.
You might be feeling good now, but we're going to make you guys run from the bottom floor of this building up 9 flights of stairs. So possibly you won't be feeling so good after the next song.
Well, Bish, I have to push the button. So
that you always push my buttons, Jim.
Do you recall making Byron and I do that?
Yeah. Oh, it's all coming back to bite us, hasn't it?
Yes.
We made you and Byron get us coffee and all these other condiments.
So that's a good thing. I think we should do the same. We'll get you some donuts and coffees. But that's against our regime, isn't it?
Yeah. I was going to say, we don't eat donuts.
Fresh fruit would be great.
Yeah.
Some muesli, some yogurt.
There's not much about this. It's yogurt. Anyway, Luke, Brody and Ashley are here from Fitness First, and we've been, the Hump Day Crew have been involved in testing our bio-age.
Now, the data is pending at the moment, calculating how old we are.
Well, I've calculated. I'm just keeping it from you for a minute. Just to make you sweat it out.
Yeah, I know.
You obviously didn't sweat enough while you're doing the actual test.
He's such a personal trainer, isn't he?
Yeah.
They all were shouting instructions at us. And
now, one thing my personal trainer has said, one qualification you do need is the inability to count. Now, this comes very handy when you're doing squats. He's like, 4 more. So you do 4. No. 4 more.
Yeah.
You said 4. Yeah, no, I can't count. She's actually a major in algebra, but it's funny.
We do have little tricks up our sleeves. Like I use the and trick. So I go 10 more. And then when we get to about 5, I go 5 and 4 and. And that's when you see the client's eyes roll back in their head and go,
"Well, I'm gonna kill you."
One of our tests we did this morning was push-ups. So we had to do as many push-ups as you could do to failure.
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't seen Ads doing his. And then basically, Luke, you told me that Ads did 42.
Yep.
And so you gave me
a stretch.
And I wanted to beat him, obviously, because I'm competitive like that. And I did get to 42, just. And it turns out, how many did he do?
He did 30. But
in saying that, Ginny did 40, so very impressed.
Yeah, Ginny did girly ones.
Just because she was on her knees, Adam's been on his knees many times, and no one has complained.
Much longer than I have.
Well, actually,
Adam did complain before he left, saying that you did yours faster than him. So if he got to do his faster, apparently I told him to do them slow. I did not.
Yeah,
he would have done it faster.
Yeah,
so.
Man always blames his tools when things go wrong like that. He could have done it as fast as he can. Anyway, guys, you're obviously PT instructors. What made you you become, Brody, why did you become a PT instructor?
Like I said before, I lost a lot of weight myself. I was playing high-level hockey and sort of still carrying a lot of weight. So I sort of did a boot camp and lost 15 kilos in about 8 weeks, which I don't recommend because I started looking a little bit sick. So you want to do it a little bit slower. And it just the motivation that they gave me at that stage was what exactly what I needed. So I got into it, did my course and things like that. Didn't know where I'd take it, but you know, now I'm a personal training manager at Fitness First. So it's definitely a great industry to be in and hitting my goals and things like that.
Now, Luke, you're also a personal trainer, but you are obviously multi-talented. I saw you in Zenodont back in January.
We don't need to plug it anymore. It's closed. Wait till we do the Sydney season and then you can plug it again.
Now, tell us a bit about why you wanted to become a PT.
Well, I had danced for 20 years and I was looking for something that would still keep me kind of physically active and doing those sort of things because my body was getting a little bit older and a little bit more tired and I couldn't keep up with the 18-year-olds dancing. And so I thought, oh, well, I'll get into personal training because it's kind of an extension of that. And also now I tend to help a lot of dancers with their core and things like that. And generally just the stuff that I've learnt through my dance career I can use with personal training. So it's been a really nice kind of extension of that. And also just able to sort of pass it on to people.
Mm. And the great thing about where you guys are based in South Yarra is you have an immaculate studio, which I've done a few classes in. And you also, the benefit of dance is actually great to your fitness because it does keep it entertaining, does keep it fresh. Tell us a bit about your gym. It's a great location because you've got great people popping in and out. When I run during lunchtime, I see Dan O'Connor lurking about during the weight.
We have lots of
celebrities. Yes,
who will remain nameless. But we have... Yeah, we get, because of the location, we've obviously got, I mean, for Joy, we have a really high gay clientele because we're right in the middle of Paran, South Yarra area. And it's also just really nice, I think, compared to some of the other bigger clubs like Richmond and those that are around us, it's a bit more of an intimate, smaller club. So it's a lot more friendly and there's just kind of a family environment in there because we're a smaller club.
Yeah, it's very cozy. And I mean, I've only been there for a couple of months. So the staff there are fantastic. And you know, the trainers are amazing with the results they're getting out there.
And we can't forget Ashley, who's sitting here quietly.
Question time.
Hello,
his lean self, leaning over to the mic.
Yeah, look, he's just doing his
gut. That's the only leaning that he's doing.
So Ashley, to his big bicep, look how small that mic is.
Anyway, you can check him out.
Now he's not going to be able to walk out the door.
I know, his head.
Check the video.
Be as big as his biceps. So you've given us a great offer today for the listener.
Yes, we have indeed. Anyone who comes down by Sunday and mentions the Joy FM segment will get a complimentary week, including all facilities and group fitness classes.
Oh,
so just come down to reception, mention Joy FM, and for your complimentary week.
Yeah.
Offer closes on Sunday, so get in fast, guys.
Okay,
well,
excellent.
Yep. So a complimentary 1 week membership if you mention this segment to Fitness First South Yarra by Sunday.
And only South Yarra, though.
Only South Yarra.
There's Luke shouting in the background there. And so we, I believe we're going to go into a song and then come back and have a further chat because we really want to find out how old, well, you think we are in our bio.
Can I propose a quick challenge while we go to that song that we're going to get you guys to run up the stairs? I know you have to panel, Tina, don't worry.
So.
We're going to time
it and fill in for you if you don't make it up in time.
That's nine flights of stairs.
Nine flights of stairs, yeah. And we're going to time and see who gets the best time.
Okay.
Go on then, well, okay, I'm up
let's
for
do
it.
It.
All
okay.
Right. So,
enjoy 94.9 The Hump Day Crew. If we don't make it, well, please have a good Wednesday.
Hey, this is Jess Malboy, and you're listening to The Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
A little bit of puffing up here, guys.
You're on the Hump Day Crew. We just ran up nine flights of stairs.
Yeah, and you got up eventually, didn't you, Jim? I was having a cup of tea at the top here, waiting for you.
Yeah, but you guys are still puffing. I'm not even puffing. I don't know what
you're talking
about.
In Jim's defence, she did actually trip up the stairs.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, but surely that's testing your coordination as well as your running. Is that part of the age test?
We're part of the image of hip-hop. I'm a tripper.
I wouldn't be giving her too much grief because we're about to announce the bio ages.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Okay, the drum roll is set.
Are we announcing your real age?
Yeah, we can go with that. So, okay, there's a drum roll. So who are we starting with?
We've got in third place.
Make sure you get it right.
We have actual age of 30.
Ooh.
Adam, okay. Bio age.
Yes.
34.
Oh, Mr. Barrow.
Wow.
Whack. Oops.
He's left the studio. He's in tears. Oh, Adam.
Oh, Adam. Well done, Adam, for taking part. Yeah. If you want to SMS in, because he's probably listening, on 0427 Joy 949 or 96992949, Adam Barillet to the Joy Studios, please.
It was only 4 years off. Coming in second place. Yeah, you're laughing at her on the stairs. Oh. Fish, actual age, 34. Oh. Bio age,
yeah.
48.
No!
I'm joking. It was 36.
Oh, 36!
It's 2 years off.
There's something wrong with that. That's not good.
Do we have a drum roll for the winner?
Okay.
Oh, the winner
absolutely smashed it.
Okay.
I knew this would happen as Luke was entering the details. Okay.
Thank you, Ashley, for the acceptance.
Okay, so, Ginny. Actual age, 23.
Thank you.
She's anyone, a baby, isn't she?
Can anyone
get
guess?
Ready for it.
Bio age.
Yes.
18.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Why?
Smashed 5 years off your bio age.
Damn, I'm just legal.
I want Stuart's inquiry there. I want a recount on the computer. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Ding, you're done. Ding, like a microwave. Ding,
you've got to flip her actual age digits around and add 2 years to get your bio age.
Oh, funny. Aren't we funny,
Next
guys?
Next time she trips on the stairs, you won't be laughing.
Well.
And she obviously pushed harder in her test because that's why she went up the stairs so slow.
Yeah, but she was in the gym last night, like cracking out a few push-ups
so
just to get ready.
What
was it before? A tradesman always blames his tool.
Yeah.
leave my tradesman out of this.
We'll leave your tool out of it.
Now, you guys, thank you very much for doing our bio age today. It's made me feel a whole lot fitter.
Oh, and it's made me feel 2 years older.
Poor
but you guys are not going to live that down.
I'm just going to mention ads as well, just in case, because he is listening. So he's actually 30, but what was his age again on the bio age?
His age was 32.
34. That's a shame.
That's a shame, Ads.
Somehow I think you're going to mention that for the rest of the week, finally enough.
So he needs to get down to Fitness First, obviously. And
in South Yarra.
He does. We'll look after him.
So we've had a listener message in asking about personal training rates. Now, obviously, it varies from trainer to trainer. Can you tell us if someone has a query about wanting to train with a personal trainer? How do they approach you?
Yeah, definitely. If they're looking at doing it at South Yarra, you're best to contact me, the personal training manager.
Brody?
Yep, Brody, sorry. and to contact me down at the club, it's my number's 90904906. And we can just talk about your options and things like that. I think any personal trainer is reasonably affordable. There are ways of affording it in case you can't afford one trainer on your own, so...
Now, you guys have generally given us a fitness is joy packed, very aptly named, like you said, Bish. Bish, what can you get
in that
pack?
I'm still out of breath, Jimmy.
I know.
It's like the heavy breathing segment on Joy FM. To actually, what we want you to do is phone in. Well, yeah, that's easy enough. The first caller in on 96992949. That's 96992949.
The first two callers in, and because we've got two packs to give away. What's in the two packs, Bish?
Right. So the first pack is a 2 week membership.
Yep.
To South Yarra. Gosh. And also the other one, please, Ashley. Just
while he's catching his breath.
The major prize is a 1 month membership to Fitness First South Yarra, and both packs include a 45 minute personal training session with the lovely Luke Taylor over here. A sports backpack, shoe bag, sweatbands, cap, deodorant, tape measure, bottle of water, personal... personal massager.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Discount vouchers and guest passes for a couple of your mates.
Sweet. Oh, I'm just fantastic. I'm on the other line. I'm trying to phone in. Yeah. Yes. Hi. I'm Ginny. Hold on. I'm not going to win that way. Yeah.
My son, Ginny. Has So that's two packs to give away. First two callers in on 96992949. Your chance to win.
And also, we have, obviously, the offer that Ashley mentioned earlier. If you go up to Fitness First in South Yarra and mention this segment that you've been listening to today, the Crazy Hump Day Crew, you've got
until Sunday to come and mention the Hump Day Crew, mention this segment, and we'll give you a complimentary week, including use of all facilities.
That's awesome.
And group fitness classes.
And Brody, hit us with that number again to contact you at
So for personal training, you can call me on 90904906, and we've also got a bio age if you're interested in doing what the guys did today on special at the moment.
People might have seen bio age on Biggest Loser. That's how they probably know it, because it was on the last series of Biggest Loser.
I remember a guy. We've already had calls in. We've been in. The phones are going off the hook, which is great news. So
we've given away two packs. It's a 2 week membership to Fitness First South Yarra. A 1 month membership allowing all access to Fitness First. That includes
And that includes everything.
Lots
cuddly
of goodies,
toys and yeah, meet the guys. Go down there and ask them for yourselves. That's the main thing. That's what I recommend.
So the number is 9090-4906 Fitness First South Yarra.
And you will be able to check out our hijinks that we've been up to today with the guys from Fitness. And
on Manhunt and also on the Joy website.
No, actually on our blog, which
he's
is
gone bright red.
thehumpdaycrew.blogspot.com.
Hey, it's Ginny from The Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning in to one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and The Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.